Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Ed Vitagliano.
And welcome back. Ed Vitagliano and Walker Wildman. We're going to get to Steve Jordahl in just a second. I want to let you know, our dear listeners, that we have a radio special coming up, the In God We Trust Defending Christianity radio special. And we want to invite you to join us for that. The next one that is coming up is Thursday afternoon. That is this week at 2:30 Central Time. The special guest is author and speaker Dr. Frank Turek. You guys, if you're listeners to Today's Issues, he's on usually once a week. And Dr. Turek presents powerful and entertaining evidence for Christianity at churches, high schools, secular college campuses across the nation. This guy is fearless, and he hosts an hour-long TV program each week called I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist that is on DirecTV. His radio program here is called Cross-Examined. So we want to invite you to listen to that on Thursday afternoon. That is March 15th at 2:30 p.m. Central Time. All right. Steve Jordahl, reporter and news anchor for American Family News. Good morning slash afternoon to you.
Good morning slash afternoon to you too.
And so you and Fred usually bring some different news. Sometimes there's some overlap, but what have you got for us today?
Yeah, I try to take a look at what's going on in the last hour so that we can kind of be up to date on things. Sunday night there was a crash in the East River. A helicopter went down. And five people were killed. The pilot survived. Before going down, the pilot was able to get a mayday call off. This is cut number three, Brent.
Zerley Motel, mayday, mayday, mayday.
Zerley Motel, are you okay?
East River engine failure.
I'm sorry, say again?
East River engine failure.
They came a little broken. I say it one more time.
He had an engine failure over the East River, Lima Hotel.
Okay, you require any assistance?
It was a mayday call, LaGuardia.
Okay, got it.
LaGuardia 27 Whiskey Alpha is directly above the site. It appears that the aircraft is inverted in the water. The aircraft is upside down.
So that was the 911 call from the helicopter. The pilot escaped. The NTSB is on the case. And we're finding out today one of the theories is that one of the passengers' bags, which was in the cabin, might have accidentally hit the fuel shutoff button to the aircraft. Mm.
So that's the engine failure was.
Engine failure might have been caused by that. Wow. Helicopters, as you can imagine, have almost no gliding capability.
Right.
And went down. The pilot was an experienced pilot, from all indications, a good pilot. But this company has had prior problems with their helicopters. And he got out, but the passengers did not. And reports are that even rescuers struggle to get them out of their harnesses.
Yeah. Okay, and then that's what we were talking about. We talked about this some this morning prior mm-hmm. to or during our show prep, that these harnesses are supposed to have just an easy way of you slap it and it's supposed to come loose.
Right.
But now, as you pointed out, Walker, the helicopter, when it hits the water, usually just flips.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's top heavy. You got the rotor and the blades up there.
I was watching Marine training before Marines go overseas or are deployed. If they are ever going to fly in a helicopter over water, I believe they go to North Carolina and they have this simulation where you're in this big what is like a helicopter hull, and it drops you into the water in a big pool, and it automatically flips, and then you're underwater upside down in your seatbelt, and then you have to swim out.
Because this is a harness. Now, this is not just a seatbelt across your waist. This is over the shoulder and then up. So likely from
watching the video, the helicopter began to flip within seconds of hitting the water. And I think in the video you can see it looks like maybe the pilot getting out of the left, if you're in the driver's seat, the left side of the driver's side of the helicopter. But there are some reports that the passengers were extra strapped, if there's such a thing, because you have your standard seatbelt, but it was an open door flight for a photo shoot. So you have probably your safety harness that you wear, your standard safety harness, and then maybe an extra harness or strap on top of that because of the open door.
nature. And then the water was probably very cold, and then you have panic, and you have a tragedy.
Yeah.
And this was
a
tragedy.
All right.
Mm-hmm. On Friday, we didn't get to talk about it, of course, because Trivia Friday, but there was a hostage situation in Northern California. My mic is just driving me crazy this morning. Sorry, folks, if you hear goings on.
Sound of sandpaper rubbing.
Sandpaper. It's my manly beard. A veteran's home, a guy came in and took some hostages in a veteran's home in Yountville, California, which is in the Napa Valley wine country. And it turns out that the guy that took these hostages and killed three women was a gentleman named Albert Wong. He was 36, and he was a highly decorated military veteran who had served in Afghanistan and suffered from PTSD. And he had been released from this same veteran's home. After being treated and released, he was a little upset with the treatment he got and went in and took some lives there in Yountville. Don't know yet, but the indications are that the three that he kept and ended up killing might have been involved in his treatment. Hmm. And then he died as well at the scene, and they're still trying to figure out if it was self-inflicted or as a result of gunfire with authorities. He was a sharpshooter in Iran, so he knew, or in Afghanistan, he knew how to handle a weapon. Just a tragic happening. And I think, I've seen some films. One particularly comes to mind, a film called Thank You for Your Service, which is a hard, hard film to watch. But it talks about the struggle that our veterans returning home from war have with PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disorder. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, the more we can do for the valiant men and women who serve us when they come home, I think we owe it to them.
Yeah. And I'm guessing that these three ladies, Christine Lieber, maybe, Jennifer Golick, and Jennifer Gonzalez, probably had families.
One was pregnant, actually.
One was pregnant, mm-hmm. Right. So that just terrible. It wouldn't matter. I mean, it'd still be terrible if they've been single. I'm just saying that there's also families involved here, and maybe husbands and children. And so, again, another tragedy.
I'm assuming the child is also passed away.
Yeah, it did not survive.
All right. Well, Steve, that is two stories, and my heart is sunk now.
All right. Let's do something from this would be from our hypocrisy file.
Okay.
I don't know. It was hanging around. I think I used it once other. Over the weekend, rapper Eminem took on a rant against the NRA, where he basically said that the NRA cares more about guns than it does about our children. And so he was, you know, he's the latest woke celebrity that's that's having a...
You know, I'm disappointed because I looked to him for all my constitutional advice.
I know.
He's the go-to person.
He is. It turns out that in 2001, he entered a no-contest plea to a weapons charge in Oakland, California.
Goodness.
He was carrying concealed without a license. This guy who hates the
NRA. Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you.
Something, incidentally, that the NRA would disagree with him doing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he had a sentencing hearing June 5th of 2001 after she indicated she wasn't going to send him to prison. He said, yeah, I did it. He wanted at the time to get back to his little girl and his music, which was what he does. And so, he's got carried.
Boy, is this ironic.
Is this part of his quote-unquote wokeness? That he realizes that what he did was wrong.
No. That was brought to our attention thanks to a savvy Twitter follower, somebody that I follow on Twitter, who put up the two stories by side.
And he basically says that the NRA are the puppet masters, and Trump is the puppet. Isn't that what he's saying?
Well, and this is his. This is what he said on this. Award show sometimes, and I'll try to do this as in my rap voice because you know I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't know what this world has come to. It's blowing up. The whole country is going nuts, and the NRA is in our way. They're responsible for this whole production. They hold the strings. They control the puppets, and they threaten to take away donor bucks so they know the government won't do nothing. And nobody's punching gun owners clutching their loaded weapons. They love their guns more than our children, said the man who was pleaded no contest to weapons charges.
I gotta say, I'm not sure what the most disturbing part of that story is. Is the hypocrisy of Eminem, or you trying to act like he, that was a rap?
Yeah,
that was a rap voice?
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, it's
my
voice.
Yeah,
that was my rap.
That's
voice.
Ironic. So if we do what Eminem suggests and get rid of the NRA, get rid of the Second Amendment, then the only people toting guns around illegally will be Eminem.
Be criminals like Eminem doing it illegally.
Yeah. That's right.
You know, you're saying that in jest, but that's an excellent point, because the only ones who will have guns are the ones willing to break gun laws like Eminem.
Right. Exactly.
Oh my goodness.
And do we want the thugs and criminals toting the guns around while we're sitting around?
Well, I guess because he raps, I'm looking at a picture of him. He's performing at the iHeart Radio Music
Awards.
That's
what it was, yeah.
And he's got his hoodie on and his baseball cap. And it looks like a black, might be an Oakland Raiders jacket. I don't know. That would be your team there, Steve. So.
Yeah, I don't claim him, though.
All right.
A lot of people that are Oakland Raider fans that I wish weren't. Just saying.
All right. Yeah. So Walker has become disillusioned now in his moral, the philosopher that he looks to for his moral guidance, Eminem. So you have to move on to someone else that's equally as intelligent, you know.
Maybe
Joy Behar.
Joy Behar, that's who we'll do.
There we go.
All right, what else we got?
This from the Russia Files.
Man, the soaring music. All right, that's good. I don't have to hear the whole thing. I'm going to go back after the show and listen to the whole thing.
I'm so glad Brent had more than a 3-second clip, because Ed would have been throwing his hands up saying, I want more.
Brent just disappoints me when it's like he doesn't like Russian music. See? Yeah, I like it. Let's all just sit here and just enjoy this manly choir.
Ed, stop talking. We just got to bump up the music a little bit.
No, that's not what happens in the Vitagliano household. We just talk louder. Okay.
Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into whether President Trump obstructed justice is close to a completion, according to leaked reports, illegal felony leaks. But he might not announce it. He might just set it aside so that he can get to other parts of the probe, like possible collusion in the hacking of the Democrats. It's because Mueller may calculate that if he tries to bring the charges, this according to Bloomberg, if he tries to bring the charges into obstruction, the part that may hit closest to the Trump administration, witnesses may become less cooperative in other parts of the probe, or the president may move to shut it down altogether. So we've got two things. Basically, he's getting to this obstruction thing, but he doesn't want to announce it because it would send off everybody and he wouldn't be able to get anything else done. Either that, or he'd like this thing to last a little bit longer, maybe through November. I'm just saying. Do you have an opinion about that, maybe, Walker or Ed?
So you're thinking that there may be some political considerations in this?
Steve. Maybe.
What are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting
that this whole probe filled with attorneys that are Hillary Clinton supporters,
all of
that
them.
Robert Mueller hired for this, might have political motives in this?
I think we're onto something.
I think
this
we
is
could
news.
Be a, Oogie, you might want to expose this Saturday on your show.
I'll get right on that.
Yeah.
I'm reading, this is from Bloomberg.com. So the first problem I see here is the first sentence. Well, first off, this is a felony, most likely. Leaked to the media, what's going on with Mueller's investigation, felony number 25
in terms of leaks.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're not supposed to leak investigative matters. But it says investigation into whether President Donald Trump obstructed justice. Wait, Mueller, I didn't know that was your task. I thought it was collusion between Trump and Russia.
Ah.
So it looks like he's investigating that which he was not set out to
investigate. Well, I will say this, that if President Trump was trying to obstruct the Mueller investigation, into collusion.
Right.
That would become part of it. Now, is that what that story is talking about when it says obstructed justice?
Yeah, the obstruction of justice would be in the firing of Comey.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. Now, this would be a question for Abraham Hamilton III.
Whether you can obstruct justice?
Whether a president can obstruct justice or not.
That's
whether
a good question.
Has the right to fire the Comey, who was the director of the FBI at the time. Leave it to our media friends to say that he's close to something, but he wants to hold off on it a little bit.
So this is a leak from inside the Mueller investigation, which is stating that Mueller is actually close to coming to a decision. Whether or not he postpones making that decision public for other reasons, dealing with other investigations, he's come to a decision one way or the other on whether or not to pursue charges against President Trump for obstruction.
Well, I don't know about the charges part, either whether or not Donald Trump obstructed justice.
Okay.
So whether those would include charges or not, I don't know. That's a whole different question.
Okay.
It takes a pretty high bar to charge a sitting president.
Yeah, right. From what I understand, the president cannot obstruct justice. That's like saying the attorney general obstructed justice. Because he's in charge.
Right.
I don't know. That's like saying your boss can't fire one of his employees.
Right.
You know? Well, but it depends on why he's firing somebody.
Right, exactly.
Is
he trying to skirt the law?
Right. If a boss fires someone who's about to go to the police with evidence of
criminal behavior,
right. then you look at the boss's actions as being self-serving.
By the way, Mueller... Right. Democrats were calling for his head at some points during the campaign when he decided to announce out of the blue.
Oh, you mean Comey?
Comey.
Yeah.
They were calling for his head when he decided to announce out of the blue that the Clinton investigation was back on.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I remember all the Democrats saying, how dare he? He should be fired. Mr. Obama, fire him, fire him, fire him. When it finally came to Mr. Trump and he fired him, all of a sudden the Democrats are saying, you can't do that.
That was funny.
Kind of reminds me of, who's that hero of mine, Morley? Oh, yeah, Eminem.
That's right.
More hypocrisy.
Yeah. That's right.
Not that Republicans can't be just as hypocritical at times.
We
want to make sure.
Do what I say, not what I do.
Oh, man.
That was good. That was better than the Eminem, though.
After listening to that falsetto voice, I almost would have to have more Russian music. But don't. Don't. I just. Yeah, okay.
There you go.
Let's see. Do the falsetto voice again. Yeah. Okay. See, which one do you want to listen to, folks? I think you agree with me. All right.
My dad's going to get emails in Israel. Hey, all Ed does when you're gone is play Russian music.
I think you've got collusion inside AFA.
We have
like
gone off the rails.
All right, let's get back on.
Okay. Governor Schwarzenegger, he's going to sue Big Oil for first-degree murder.
Former governor
Arnold Schwarzenegger. His next mission is taking on oil companies for knowingly killing people all over the world. This was a Republican, but really not.
He's
California Republican.
He would be considered like an establishment Republican. A fiscal Republican in terms of fiscal
establishment.
In terms of fiscal ideology and finances, he was never a social conservative, for example.
No, mm-hmm. No. So he was at this South by Southwest conference, which is a get-together for millennials and everything. Walker would know way more about it than
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what that is. No, I've never heard of it before in my life.
Well, it's going on. And
it's spelled SXSW, isn't it?
I know it's South by Southwest.
Yeah.
And it is a festival where music happens and talk happens and all kinds of stuff. Walker will expose it on Saturday. We are giving him more than he can possibly do in an hour.
I know.
I think we should load him up,
minutes.
Ed. Just go ahead and say.
Well, he's in charge of his own show.
Stay tuned Saturday for Exposing Washington when we'll figure out what S by South by Southwest is.
Now, his argument is, and I'm looking at a story here on Politico, he says this is no different from the smoking issue. The tobacco industry knew for years and years and years and decades that smoking would kill people, would harm people, and create cancer, and were hiding that fact from the people and denied it. Then eventually they were taken to court and had to pay hundreds of millions of dollars because of that.
Mm-hmm.
The oil companies knew from 1959 on, they did their own study, that there would be global warming happening because of fossil fuels. And on top of that, it would be risky for people's lives and that it would kill.
I think he said it more like, and that it would kill.
And the global warming will
be
back.
Global warming would be back. Yes.
All right, so I have a hard time believing that he could get any standing at all. It's one thing for a smoker who has lung cancer,
yes,
and a bunch of them to sue Big Tobacco for that. That's different than just Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You stopped reading too early. The article goes on to quote him as saying, "We're going to go after them. We're going to be in there like an Alabama tick."
Please tell me you just made that up.
No, I'm reading it right there.
Yeah. No, going to be in there like an Alabama tick. That's what he says. Every gas station on it, every car should have a warning label on it, and every product that has fossil fuels should have a warning label on it. I guess that we're destroying the planet.
We are. Now, you know, some interesting stuff happening. There's a lawsuit going on similar to this one. The judge has decided, and I don't have the details with me, but I can bring them tomorrow. The judge has decided that he doesn't know enough about global warming to figure out who's going to win. So what he has said is, we're going to have it out in this courtroom. And he's inviting global warming alarmists and global warming deniers, and going to have a debate apparently set up in his courtroom so he can figure out what's the what.
That's going to go on forever.
I would love
it's gonna,
to see
I mean, that's
going to
take
on
weeks
there.
And weeks and weeks for both sides to present their case. But, hey, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how this thing plays out.
Mm-hmm.
So
I wonder what Schwarzenegger's, if that's how you say his name.
Schwarzenegger.
I wonder
Arnold.
If his – what's his end game? Like, if he could have the perfect utopia and just pick out a state and just he could have it, he could be a king, do whatever he wants. Would we all ride bikes to work?
Boy, if he's going to do that.
I guarantee he won't.
Yeah,
now,
no,
he's in
he
good
won't.
Shape, but
he'll
I'm just saying.
Private jet.
That's right, Hollywood
right.
liberals.
But what do we stop driving cars? You know?
See, that's one thing, and everybody likes to point to Sweden and the Scandinavian countries and Europe as this model of getting away from fossil fuels. You know, in Sweden, everybody lives in high-rise apartments, and they live about, you know, 500 yards from where they work. It's easy
right.
to ride a
right.
bike. But in California, I know people who commute by car 3 hours each way to get to work down in L.A.
Why?
Oh, because they want to live outside of the congestion zone.
Yeah.
And so they get homes in the out suburbs of Southern California, but they still have to work inside downtown.
Well, that's why Europeans who mock the United States, everybody's going to have two cars. Well, you know why? You rich Americans.
They don't
well,
know.
Well, it's the country. And I read stories all the time about people who fly over here from Europe, and they want to drive from New York to Orlando to go to Disney World, and they think they're going to get there the next day. They have no idea how vast the country is.
Right.
And it's, yeah, but you have to have two cars. Well, you don't understand. My husband works 20 miles this way. I work 20 miles this way. The kids got to get to school. You have no idea how wide the country is.
Yeah.
Right.
So
several hours sometimes to get across the
state.
If
you've ever flown across this country, you will see, and many of you have, how much empty space there is in this country.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
All right, I'm starting to cough. I'm just all choked up about this M&M. This is such a disappointment.
It
so,
is.
So, hey, let our listeners know real quick where they can get, like, the podcast of this.
Yes, AFR.net, AFR.net. Listen to the podcast and read more about the show.
All right, folks, that's all the time we have for today's issues. For Ed Vitagliano, Walker Wildman, Steve Jordan, Fred Jackson, we're going to sign off here and tell you there is more great programming directly ahead on American Family Radio. Check it out.